Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You're listening to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. He's Jim DeRogatis. And this week, our show is devoted to sharing our favorite albums of 2021 so far.
We've got a few, Greg, that you and I both shared. You know, as always, we keep a running list of everything we are listening to, a small fraction of which gets talked about on the show, really. There are so many contenders, right. Always. You know, and to me, it's those records that even if they came out, you know, January 2nd, I'm eager to hear them again, still, right now, several times in a row.
No doubt. So I'm going to start us off, Jim. My number 10 album on my list, going back to front, so to speak. Dawn Richard, an artist we've talked about several times on this show. You know, I think she's had one of the great under-radar careers of the last decade, not nearly given enough props. Mm. You know, if people remember her, you know, kind of in more of a general framework, you know, Danity Kane, you know, yeah. the Sean Diddy Combs connection.
Made for TV.
Yes, yes, indeed. She has, you know, taken that experience and built it into her own career. And settling now, surprisingly, with Merge Records, the vaunted independent label, which, it's, you know, when you think about it, it's a perfect home for her because she's made music that colors outside the boundary lines for
she's never
years.
Never stayed in her lane.
Exactly. So Second Line is an homage to her hometown of New Orleans. It's an homage to her mother. Her previous album sort of honored her father. Her mother is a part of this album. She's got a speaking part in it.
Yeah,
she's kind of the thread between the songs.
Guest star.
Exactly. And she's also reinventing electronic music in her own image. She's combining her New Orleans influences, you know, things like Chicago footwork and Jamaican dance hall, all these different influences, blending them much in the way New Orleans has done for decades. You know New Orleans because of a certain style of music.
Right.
Well, she's saying we're also this
now
in the 21st century. So, you know, electronic music, a lot of people may say, you know, it's not for me. You know, it doesn't have any guitars on it. I don't want to hear it. Tell you what, listen to this record because this is a nice gumbo of what electronic music can be and is right now, thanks to Dawn Richard, one of my favorite albums of the year. Here's a track from Second Line. It's called Jacuzzi from Dawn Richard on Sound Opinions.
Damn, I like it better when it's dirty. Hotter than the sun in the summer. So won't you drip like me? Feel me so deep. That you're blowing full steam. I like a jacuzzi. Time you touch me, I get slicker. Trying to make the sauce stick like a sticker. Man, just laid a special cheese down. Trying to make you say my name from your lips loud. While I'm sitting here, won't you pass me loud? I
hotter than the summer on the lake in the south. So won't you drip like me? Drip like a
That was Jacuzzi by Dawn Richard on Sound Opinions. We're going to feature her on an upcoming show. Number 10 on your list, Greg. Number 10 on mine is the greatest drummer in history, according to Brian Eno, Tony Allen. We reviewed his final album, There Is No End, on the show a couple of months ago. He died at age 79, sadly. What a fantastic life and career. He was the music director and the drummer for Fela Kuti's band from 68 to 79. As part of that, one of the founding artists of the Afrobeat movement, mixing Western sounds, you know, funk and disco and house music and rock with African rhythms. Many alternative fans would probably know him best for The Good, The Bad, and The Queen, that supergroup with Paul Simonon of The Clash and Damon Albarn. But, you know, for this final record, There Is No End, he was, I believe, trying to draw the lines from the Afrobeat that he had brought around the world to hip-hop. And it features many names that were unknown to me, and I think to you when we reviewed it, but great young hip-hop artists playing with this senior citizen superstar drummer in a fascinating mixture of absolute cutting-edge music and the Afrobeat sounds that, of course, stretch to ancient Africa. Shows the connections, shows the still untapped potentials. I think this is a song that I wanted to feature. There's so many great ones. We played a couple when we reviewed the album. We didn't get to this, Cosmosis. It features a spoken word poet and a rapper, Ben Okri and Skepta. It is co-produced by Damon Albarn of Blur and Gorillaz, who didn't even take credit. People love Tony Allen. They just wanted to help him realize his vision. And it's about the science of how things break. What breaking? Time and peace and love and me. So a very appropriate for 2020's pandemic kind of song. Cosmosis by Tony Allen.
Let's talk about the science of how things break. How the heart breaks. How the age founders shatters with no one listening. How the mind quakes. How we lose all that matters. Oh, the music of the bones. Music of sage and white stones. Let's talk about the art of how things break. Things that were hard to make. Things like peace and love and me. How the nations shake. How the good is lost to the fake. Oh, breathe change by osmosis. Change and the music of cosmosis. But Sufis sing about the music of how things turn. Things the other ones want to bury or burn. Things like unity. Friendship, relativity, things that went dead will mourn. How the music runs in the stream, how can we in these troubled times dream? Oh, the spirits dancing in the slipstream, power and fire in the drum dream.
That is Cosmosis by Tony Allen from There Is No End, Jim DeRogatis' number 10 album of the year. It was number 2 on my list, Jim.
Number 2.
I love that record.
We'll have the whole...
As do you.
I do as well. We'll have the whole 10 in order on the website. And then, of course, it'll be moot in December when we get to the year's best.
Yes, indeed. Decades of great work from Tony Allen, deservedly getting some props this year for that record. talking about decades of great work, I'm going to just start forming a permanent home in my top 10 for Billy Woods. Just about everything he's done lately has really been amazing in my eyes and ears. Billy Woods is one of those guys, again, I'm a little amazed that his name doesn't come up more often when people talk about the great MCs of the last three decades, really. He's done an incredible amount of work in the New York City underground in various incarnations. This latest one is called Armand Hammer. It's a collaboration between him and Elucid. They have released a series of albums over the last 2 years. This latest one, Haram, is their fifth album and fourth since 2018.
Wow.
In addition to that, Woods has been doing other projects that have been equally great.
6 months have gone by. Let's put out another album.
Yep. His Hiding Places record with Kenny Siegel was in my top 10 in 2019. This is another top 10 contender for me. Armand Hammer combining with The Alchemist, the great DJ, best known for his DJ work with Eminem, perhaps, but so many underground projects since the 90s as well. And I think The Alchemist provides backdrops for Elucid and Billy Woods that make this in many ways their most accessible record. These guys can get a little dense once in a while with the verbiage and the way that production is almost claustrophobic here on this record. There's a little bit more openness, a little more space. There are hooks, dare I say, and therefore makes it the most accessible Armand Hammer release in my mind. There's no one place you need. It's like one of those bewildering catalogs like Zappa or somebody of that ilk, where do you start with this guy? If you want to explore Billy Woods, this isn't a bad place to start. It's accessible, and yet at the same time gets at some of the sort of third layer level ideas that he's getting to from both a philosophical standpoint and also just talking about the urban environment that he grew up in and the world that he lives in at this moment. Here's a track called Falling Out of the Sky from the Armand Hammer Alchemist collaboration, Haram, number 8 on my list this year so far on Sound Opinions.
He was a star. When I got him, he was a star. Sly told you that everybody is a star. The only problem is some people haven't been put in the dipper and pulled back on the world. That's what the answer is.
Woke up on the West Coast for the first time in my life. Drove cross country, but I remember those flights. Genuflected when I heard the weed price. White boys with the weed pipes. Sunny days, sunny nights. Mighty clouds and northern lights. I was always bright, so no sooner than we touched down, I'm seeing how we could get home and be right. It's hard to live in the moment, but I guess I had a gift. Hawaiian so potent, zoning off bone rips. I painted houses all summer, they pay by the shift. My boss was an enterprising white kid. Eagle-eyed, everything you did. Ish the gig, but I didn't quit. MJG and 8-Ball spit. Out the whip, spliffs with Keith at the tip. It felt sleepy at night, but I liked that. Felt like you could relax, like you could disappear, like I wasn't surrounded by the past. Months passed and we going back, and in the back of my mind the plan already hatched. The door panels already stashed. Illinois State Trooper just waiting for time and space to cross our path.
It's daydreams that I love, where you might be controlling some of the thoughts. The dream takes over. Things are unraveling before you without your intervention.
Walking four corners of God's country. Group calisthenics and morning fog. Catskill views. Cats still yawning. A few hundred miles from high garbage and smog.
Falling out of the sky. Mr. Kotz says, you want to know about Billy Woods? Armand Hammer, The Alchemist. Haram is a good place to start. Greg, I'm jumping up to number 6 on my list for the band Shame from the UK. It has a new album, Drunk Tank Pink. I love the fact that that is the color that the Brits call what they paint prison cells, psychiatric wards, and of course, drunk tanks. There is something going on in the UK. You and I have been on it for a while. You came back from South by Southwest 2018 raving about Shame. I had them as a buried treasure in February. This album is now out. I think along with Idols, we have this new class of very smart, but at times very drunken and loudish British boys, right, who love rock and roll and are making a tremendous clatter in the punk rock realm, bringing in lots of other things from pop hooks to wild jazz saxophone, right? You know, they were jerks when they were in high school, maybe even in college if they made it there, certainly on the football field, as the Brits would say, right? And they're examining themselves about having been jerks. And let's face it, many young boys to men are, right? They're examining their own, at times, toxic masculinity, their drunken, buffoonish behavior, the challenges of being an adult, of not, you know, of tackling racism and toxic masculinity and classism, but somehow having a sense of humor about it all. And I think Shame does that. There are these several British bands doing that, as I said. You know, I'm going to play a song called Nigel Hitter. And, you know, we find the singer here saying, like the wheels on the bus, you know, they keep turning, but sometimes coming off. The whole album is about trying to grow up, right, and to admit past mistakes, but still have good, dumb, loud punk rock fun. I find it completely infectious. Shame with Nigel Hitter on Sound Opinions.
Like the wheels on a bus, it just keeps on turning, and as the cream gets wetter, butter keeps on churning, it just goes on, it just goes on, it just goes on, it just goes on, I can't see.
That's Nigel Hitter from Shame, the new album Drunk Tank Pink, number 6 on Jim's list for 2021 so far. Now we want to know what you think. Let's get our listeners into this conversation. What's your favorite album of the year so far? Let us know on our Facebook group or leave a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org. When we come back, more of our picks for the best albums of 2021 so far on Sound Opinions. God with the mystic. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. And we're back. This week we are sharing some albums that have been highlights of our year so far. And Greg, it is your turn. Where are you at on your list?
Jim, I'm at number 6, and an example of it, once again, of it's never too late to make your best album.
Maybe there'd be hope for us.
Absolutely.
Maybe we might get good at this podcast radio thing.
Indeed. The Louisiana-born artist Robert Finley has just released the third studio album of his career. and it is indeed the best album of his career so far, which began only recently. I mean, here was a guy who grew up on a sharecropper's farm in Louisiana, spent time, you know, doing various kind of jobs, including carpentry, was declared legally blind, all along singing on street corners, you know, playing for pocket change on street corners.
Busking,
exactly, and discovered there in 2015 by an enterprising, you know, entrepreneur who says, I want to record this guy, you know, like a modern-day Alan Lomax wanders into your world and says, I want to record you, and Finley said, sure, why not? And you listen to these records and you go, there is a lifetime of experience here, or it sounds like it. And that's because there is. What I understand by Finley's recording method on his latest record, Sharecropper's Son, is that he does a lot of the stuff right at the microphone, improvising a lot of lyrics, talking about his life, talking about his upbringing, talking about the hardships that he's endured. You know, when you're living on the street for most of your life, when you're picking cotton as a child, you sing in the gospel church, you can hear that passion in his voice and the veracity of these narratives that he's talking about because he lived through them and survived them. When you grow up in the Jim Crow South, you've seen a lot, and he has indeed. So these influences, soul, blues, gospel, he's blending them all. You can hear it right away in his voice on this track. It's called Sold Out on You from Sharecropper's Son, Robert Finley's latest album, number 6 in my year so far from Sound Opinions.
Sold out on you. It's sad, but it's true. After all we've been through, I'm sold out on you. I don't understand. You got my heart in your hand. I'm doing the best that I can.
That is Robert Finley, Sharecropper's Son, my number 6 album of the year so far. Jim, I want to point out Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys has an ear for these kind of guys.
Yeah.
And he loves Hill Country Blues. He recorded this record with Finley, so he knows his stuff.
You know, despite the fact that you and I do this every week and we review tons of albums on this show and buried treasures and everything else, I am not hip to Robert Finley. So thank you for schooling me, Mr. Cott. I did hip you, though, to this next artist on my list. She comes in at number 4, Tamar Afek, a fantastic album called All Bets Are Off. We're going to be talking to her on the show in weeks to come as well. A young Israeli musical prodigy, toured the world as part of a choir very early on, went to conservatory, spent the obligatory 2 years in the Israeli military, and that's where she discovered underground rock. That's her preferred term, noise rock, chaos. You know, starting with Sonic Youth and going to everything that you would think, including, you know, Shellac and so on and so on. You know, this album has a way of mixing ferocious noise rock with way more sophisticated, almost jazz-like instrumental work, and some really, really smart lyrics. I've talked about her on the show before. I've played different songs. I want to play this song, Russian Winter, which has been obsessing me of late. I know, but our listeners may not, that you and I both are huge history readers, right? And the number of books I've read about General Winter in Russia having defeated Napoleon, having defeated Hitler, right? You know, the Russian army is formidable, but really, it's the minus 40 degree winter. that to stop everybody. So here she is using it as a metaphor, I think both for relationships and for, you know, self-doubt. I'll fight the Russian winter straight into your heart. You say you can't see blood. I plan to miss that part. You know, she is a formidable artist and a great voice. I'm eager for us to talk to her. Russian Winter by Tamar Afek from a fantastic album called All Bets Are Off.
I know I'm gonna lose the war in the sea. I know how big the risk is taking you with me. I'll fight through Russian winter straight into your heart. You say you can see blood, but I plan to miss that part.
Russian Winter from Tamar Afek, her new album, All Bets Are Off, number 4 on Jim's list, number 9 on mine, Jim. Yes, thanks for that tip. She's terrific. The next artist on my list, number 4, Madhu Mokhtar. He is a Nigerian guitarist in a quartet, two guitars, bass, drums, very Western format, but boy, the sound is very much his own. Afrique Victim is his latest album. He is part of that fast emerging desert blues community in the Saharan regions of Northern Africa and West Africa. The Tuareg people popularized this sound. Tanarawin is probably the best known, is the progenitor of this desert blues sound in Africa. And it's filtered through the music of Madhu Mokhtar. And the reason they call it desert blues is a lot of the recording and playing is done outdoors. There are not, studios aren't their thing. They want to be out in, out in the sun and the wind and the dust, and they bring that sort of feel into the way they articulate the notes on their guitars. Very distinctive sound. Mokhtar is very much in that vein. His vocals are often chanted or in a sort of a call and response pattern in a group setting. It's the guitar playing that really sets him apart. He plays with this kind of shape-shifting sound. The notes are very seldom single notes articulate. He plays with his index finger against his guitar, and then he's left-handed, so his right hand is really moving on that fretboard, and he's creating these clusters of notes that people compare it to psychedelia in America or even metal, noise rock, but there's definitely something distinctive about that sound that separates from every other guitar style that I've heard in the West. The way he's bending those notes, very much something in his bones, in his DNA that's different. He's singing in his native language. You don't have to understand the words necessarily to get it. I don't know what translations are. I've heard people translate them for me.
Yeah.
And he is singing about the travails in Africa very explicitly on a number of these songs. And a number of the other ones are singing, just simple love songs. But the point is that guitar playing is so distinctive. I just get sucked into these records. They're so hypnotic and mesmerizing. And then there's these explosive surges on that guitar that you just go, wow, this guy's really good.
I'm getting the idea you're a fan.
Yeah, I love this stuff.
I love when you gush, God.
So I'm going to play this title track from Afrique Victim, from Madhu Mokhtar. He is a genius guitar player, and I think you're going to hear it on this particular track on Sound Opinions.
We'll be right back.
Creek Victim, because it has an E at the end, Greg, by Madhu Mokhtar. I'm going to do the public service of spelling that for people, because such an enthusiastic description really warrants people digging deep. It's M-D-O-U, Mokhtar, or Mokhtar, M-O-C-T-A-R. I'm going to number three on my list next. Dry cleaning, new long leg. You know, I can't get over the picture in my head of Florence Shaw walking down the street in London and dodging catcalls from, like, football hooligans and just having the perfect comeback and then also, like, reading people's minds. And so it's like, this woman is Diana Rigg of the Avengers or Gillian Anderson, like cooler than anybody could be. And yet she never even breaks a sweat, right?
Yeah.
This combination, if you don't know what I'm talking about, we did review the album. New Long Leg is the debut album by this British band. We cannot say that she is the singer because it's barely singing. It's a sort of talk, speak, beat, Dadaist, surrealist poetry, monologuing, right? Mm-hmm. On top of this wonderful truly post-punk melange of styles, right? Some people hear The Fall, some people hear The Feelies, some people hear Joy Division or New Order. It's a really inventive musical backing. The three boys in the band were, you know, already making music, and then they auditioned for a vocalist. Florence Shaw came in and, you know, did the equivalent. It's a metaphorical saying, but, like, came in and read the phone book.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, this can't get any better.
Yeah.
This is brilliant. You confess that it took you about four listens before you went from what is this to I can't live without
this. It's a great record, yeah. And I still feel that way. I agree with you on this one.
I would ask people to stick with it, live with it a bit, and figure out what's going on here, because it is really, truly unique and very, very rewarding. I want to play a different song than we played when we reviewed the record, although I love her hippo. This is a tune called Unsmart Lady. And what Florence is doing here is looking at someone who, you know, wouldn't be looked at twice by the archetypal bonehead on the street. Fat, podgy, non-makeup, unsmart lady. If you like a girl, be nice. This is her advice. It's not rocket science, right?
Yeah.
So those same guys who would walk around and say, you know, I can't get with anybody, right? Well, you know what, you idiot. It's not rocket science. Don't be a jerk. And every once in a while, out of this Dada-esque stream of consciousness, she has a nugget of wisdom that perfect. This is Florence Shaw with Dry Cleaning. The song, again, is Unsmart Lady.
Don't cry, just drive.
Unsmart Lady, Dry Cleaning, New Long Leg, one of my favorite records of the year so far. Greg, if we get 10 more each by the end of the year, it's going to have been a very good year in music.
Absolutely.
But the point of keeping these lists is to spark a debate. Everybody's a critic. You know we think that way. Let us know your thoughts about your list. Share them on the Facebook group or in our Patreon community. And you can tell us about your album of the year so far in a voice message as well. Leave it on our website. We may play it on the show in the future. Coming up after the break, we'll wrap up our list for the best albums of 2021 so far on Sound Opinions. Remember in 2018 when Border Patrol separated thousands of refugee kids from their parents, deported those parents back to their home countries, and kept the kids in the United States? Believe it or not, 6 years later, there are still hundreds of families who have not yet been reunited.
Though we as a community may feel hopeless at times, we recently learned about an organization called Al Otro Lado, which works to reunify families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S. and Tijuana through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm reduction-based practice.
Since 2018, they've reunited over 100 refugee families ripped apart by the zero-tolerance policy of the previous administration. Once reunited, Al Otro Lado helps each family find legal representation, housing, and the counseling they need in order to heal and get back on their feet.
Imagine having your child ripped from your arms and never knowing when you would see them again. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like us and believe that all families belong together, then join us supporting Al Otro Lado and donate today.
You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. That's gum.fm/charity.
You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website, elotrolado.org/volunteer.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and today we've been talking about our favorite albums of the year to date. It's time for the home stretch, Greg. Big drum roll. What is your next?
Yes, Jim. Toon Yards is my number three record of the year. Sketchy is the name of it. We've been talking about this band for quite a while on the show. We have had Merrill Garbus and Nate Brenner in our studio talking about the making of their music. I think this is the best album they've made yet.
Really?
Instead of layering and looping, self-sampling, they started to jam, just like an old-fashioned band would, you know? You got two musicians who can play multiple instruments in a room together. You're going to make music together.
And we can't get in a room with anybody else now.
Exactly. Yeah. So to me, it just feels more like a groove record, more of a dance record. They've always had this impulse to get people on the dance floor. I think they've really pulled it off this time. Not that they're stinting on the self-reflection. I mean, Merrill is an incredibly, she's great at self-interrogation.
She is
pondering the world's problems, figuring out her role in it. How can we get us through this mess? Her generation, she's saying, we're still feeling this anxiety, this pain, this rage at what the previous generations have left us. And her message on this record is basically, get over it, get over yourself, let's figure this thing out together. Let's move forward.
Dance.
Yes, exactly.
Dance while we're doing it.
Yep, so head, heart, and hips are being addressed on this record. I think they do it beautifully. Here's a track from Sketchy. It's called Hold Yourself from Toon Yards on Sound Opinions, my number three record of the year so far.
Hey.
Indulge yourself. Tune Yards. It was great chatting with Merrill recently. Go into the archives. Look that one up. Also, you can look up the debate you and I had about my number two record of the year so far, Welfare Jazz by Viagra Boys. Yes, it's a stupid name, all right? This is a year for great records by bands with stupid names. You know, you weren't hearing this the way I was. You were feeling guilty for liking what you termed accurately this mix.
Gotta being a jerk.
Well, no. The way you described it musically is this mix of sleaze and then satire, yeah. But you weren't sure it was satire. See, I hear, again, along with Idols, along with Shame, and there are a bunch of lesser bands in the UK right now, young men making what has traditionally been a very male music, sleaze rock. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Iggy and the Stooges, Funhouse, especially with the saxophone. A lot of saxophone on this Viagra Boys. I'm talking about Grinderman and the Bad Seeds when Nick Cave is leading them, right? Can you make that kind of male swagger, sex rock, sleaze rock, and not be a toxic man? Can you embrace the sound and not the ideology of toxic masculinity? And I think these guys are taking aim at and hitting square in the face jerks, right? And admitting that at times they have been jerks. And, you know, it is their responsibility to grow, right? And you know, look, I think the giveaway, Greg, where why am I so sure it's satire? Let's remember these two ink-covered tattoo artists met when they were drunk at a karaoke bar and they sang Mariah Carey together. Right? I mean, that's what, you know. Yeah. I mean, you are not going to see
that's
Iggy Pop.
Tip-off, huh?
You're not going to see Iggy Pop or Nick Cave singing Mariah Carey. Oh, you know, I'm okay. Just saying that.
All
right. I'm going to play a song called Into the Sun. I love Welfare Jazz. I love Viagra Boys.
What kind of person have I become? The ghost of an outlaw who was captured at home. Now that I can see everything the way that it was, well, I would do anything to take back the things that I've done. Well, I rolled the dice, maybe lost everything that I had. Well, I played around too much and then taking everything and riding off into the sun. You'll never see me again if that's all that you truly want. Let's stop all my rambling and playing around. Let's stop drinking and
Into the Sun by Viagra Boys. I'm lumping them in with all those English bands. They're the same age, they look the same, and they're just as drunk. But they're actually from Stockholm, one of them from San Francisco, but they are based in Sweden. Greg, I'm eager to hear your number one record of the year so far.
Well, you know, there was a number of contenders, but I came down on the side of the record I listened to the most, perhaps because it was released earlier in the year, but I just loved the record. Every listen... Loved it from the first. I heard it, and I still love it. I listened to it yet again to make sure I felt really good about my choice. And I got to say, Goat Girl on All Fours, their second album, really does it for me. I will say this. The first Goat Girl record a couple years ago, I loved that record. And this was a shift for them sound-wise. That
it
record,
is.
You know, the dissonance in those guitars on that initial record really appealed to me. I love what they were, how they were declaiming over the top of that. This record is a little bit more pulled back, but I think it's equally great in the terrain it creates here. More electronics involved, more nuance, more subtle, but these songs still get under my skin in a different, you know, it's a different way, different approach, but it's still doing what it's supposed to be doing. You know, mentioned, and I don't want this to appear gratuitous at all, but I love the band War Paint. This reminds me a little bit of that sort of vibe that that L.A. Band was able to conjure, where you just feel like there's a groove there, there's a pulse, things are moving, I can dance to this, but it's sort of hypnotic, trance-like. You know?
Yeah, it's an enigma. It's a mystery for you to unpack.
There's a lot of texture in this music, and yet there's a toughness in the vocals. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are women, you're not going to mess with them. You know,
they're
telling it to you straight, giving it to you straight. So, you know, if the music may appear a little gauzy and subtle, that sort of balances what's happening from a lyrical standpoint. I love this record. And again, it's one of those records that I need to listen to front to back. There's individual cuts that are great, but man, listen to the whole thing. I want to hear that again. Let's put that on again.
See, I didn't think you liked it because I was saying to you, we got to talk about Goat Girl. We got
because
talk about
I was,
Girl.
You know, I was listening to it. And I go, it's not the first record, and then I go, it's a good thing. It's a different thing, and they've created a whole different sensibility on this record. The name of the album is On All Fours. I want to play "Sad Cowboy" from Goat Girl on Sound Opinions.
Sad Cowboy, I agree with you, Mr. Cott. I like All Fours quite a bit as well. And my number one record, you agreed with me when we reviewed it on the show. La Femme, Paradigms. This band, it took them almost 5 years to follow up their last album, which I had loved. It was my number two album of 2016. This is a duo, essentially, Sasha Gott and Marlon Magne, two producers, the indie rock bargain basement stereo lab version of Daft Punk, incorporating this familiar French pop mix of the 60s space age bachelor pad music, disco, funk, indie rock, exotic African and tropical rhythms, right? Everything and the kitchen sink in that way that only the French can do, and making it really alluring. Now, I raved about the record when we reviewed it. Is it going to have long legs? I don't know. Will it still be on my top 10 when we get to December and do the year's best? I don't know. All I know is today we are at the beginning of summer. We are going to be at the beginning of the sweetest summer in a very long time. And generally speaking, I hate summer. Don't like sand, don't like sweat. I ain't going to the beach, right? But man, do we need this summer after the pandemic and lockdown and 18 months of no live music? I need La Femme Paradigms. I love this record. I'm going to play a track called Les Jardins. And you know, I always get, look, I'm an ugly American, okay? I wish I spoke French, okay? I have a Napoleonic coat of arms tattoo. I've been to Paris. I love, all right? I know my French pronunciation sucks. Please don't tell me that on Patreon, Facebook, Twitter, and Carrier Pigeon, okay? I don't care. La Femme, buy the record. It's wonderful. Les Jardins.
La luz entra en tu casa cuando no la esperas y de la tormenta es difícil de salir, todo puede ir.
que es peor, te hace olvidar lo que es malo. Y el azar a menudo domina tu destino, tu destino, tu destino. Un día es la bandera pirata y el otro la bandera blanca. La paz antes de la guerra y viceversa, porque la vida es una tómbola. Mañana puede ser el fin del mundo. Y porque no sabes lo que va a pasar, me gustaría decirte que no.
All right, the Google machine is telling me that is Les Jardins. Maybe someday I can afford French lessons. La Femme, you need it. Greg, what do we have on the show next week?
Next week, Jim, we are talking to the great Stax record guitarist and producer and songwriter Steve Cropper on the occasion of his first solo album.
And former Blues Brother.
Oh, yeah. Who could forget?
For more sound opinions, listen to our podcast wherever you find such things. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program belong solely to Sound Opinions and not necessarily to Columbia College Chicago or our sponsors.
And speaking of sponsors, every week our show reaches hundreds of thousands of curious listeners from around the globe via podcast and on 150 public radio stations nationwide. If you'd like to learn more on how your business or organization can also reach this engaged and educated audience, you can email sponsor at soundopinions.org. That's sponsor at soundopinions.org.
Thanks, as always, to our Patreon supporters. Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, and our intern, Sol Delgadillo. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott.